I always tell you that.
Woo!
But they never tell you why. So if you want to look back, look back. That's a dead for parts unknown. We'll hope you'll remember about us folks back home. When you're feeling lonesome and you're stuck without a friend, know that someone somewhere loves you.
John Fraser, ladies and gentlemen. John Fraser.
Better buy a gift certificate. How about a Johnny D's gift certificate? Wouldn't you like to buy a gift certificate for Christmas? Don't you think you better buy a gift certificate? How about a Johnny D's gift certificate? Wouldn't you like to buy a gift certificate for Christmas? Considering the joy your certificate will bring to your family and friends, damn, how can you resist? Don't you think you better buy a gift certificate? How about a Johnny D's gift certificate? Wouldn't you like to buy a gift certificate for Christmas? Certificate for Christmas.
To Carla, Johnny D's.
Now at 11:02, according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:05, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this, yes, this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two, count them, two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at. And we have been double-dog-daring you since 1990. Pair that with that stick shaking, and you know you're really at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about 60 minutes, just about something like the midnight 5 past hour, something like that. It should be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. Some days we'll get back to just being days again. It'll happen. I know it. We had a great time, as you heard, coming out of Chuck Yu's time slot. He's not taking that time slot permanent-like, but he's ably sitting in now that Mike from Classic Rock Mine is no longer here before us. Aww. But it's good to have Chuck there, don't get me wrong. But as you heard, we had a fine, fine evening saying farewell to Johnny D's in Somerville tonight. It was a lovely time. Bubbles in the Think Tank was well represented in the house tonight. That always makes this gal happy. But quite a thing to push my personal limits tonight from doing that, getting the show together and coming in here tonight. Just a little, I'm moving a little slow around the junction, you might say. And you know, as a longtime listener of Bubbles in the Think Tank, because I know you, the listener, are a longtime listener of Bubbles in the Think Tank. You know that just by listening to this radio program, which, of course, just celebrated its 30th anniversary just mere weeks ago. Weeks ago. So welcome to year 31. But you know from listening to this show that, as a listener, you know more about my life than anybody else in my life does. It's true. I put more out here on the radio than anybody else gets any time the rest of the week. It's remarkable, but it's true. Because I don't even have to use words with you. Not my words, anyway. I put it out there. I let you enjoy my cheap therapy. You put the pieces of that puzzle together and you know exactly what's going on with me. And you tend to feed it back to me over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, which is a lovely thing too, where I just love hanging out with you all week long, but especially during the program. So I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm going to tell you stuff tonight you don't really want to know. But I'm going to tell you anyway, because this is my cheap therapy, damn it. So thank you for being here with me through it all these many years, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I love.
Now just because you're pretty and you think you're mighty wise, you tell me that you love me, then you roll those big brown eyes. When I saw you last week, your eyes were turning black. Go find the guy that beat you up, ask him to take you back. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. I can tell you've been out on a spree. It's plain that you're lying when you say that you've been crying. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. Now I used to spend my money to make you look real sweet. I wanted to be proud of you when we walked down the street. Now don't ask me to dress you up in satin and in silk. Your eyes look like two cherries in a glass of buttermilk. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. I can tell that you've been out on a spree. It's plain that you're lying when you say that you've been crying. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. Guess our little romance has finally simmered down. You should join a circus, you'd make a real good clown. Your eyes look like a road map, I'm scared to smell your breath. You'd better shut your peepers before you bleed to death. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. I can tell you've been out on a spree. It's plain that you're lying when you say that you've been crying. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me.
Thank you. I've got the blood bank blues. I didn't pay my dues. They shut me off. I've got the blood bank blues. How could they refuse to give me a pint or two? I'm sick and tired of being treated so. All I really need is a little typo. I've got the blues. Those old blood bank blues.
I got the blood bank blues.
When the red corpuscles meet with the white, it makes for a wonderful treat. You can keep your filet and your top of the round. Blood is just my meat. All of the living's banks close in the afternoon, but that is much too soon. But for the vampire's trust, it is a midnight must when the moon is full and new. All deposits and withdrawals then must be done after 10. I've got the blues. Those old blood bank blues.
I got the blood bank blues.
Let me in, wee hoo. I'm dry as a bone. Go away or I'll singe your wings. The reason that my blues, they did start, Boris put a stake in my teller's heart. If I don't get it out before the sun is high, how will I ever fly? I've really got the shakes, my wing membrane aches. How will I make it tonight? Is the boss of the local Red Cross? I'd like to know his name. If he just doesn't give a heck, I'll put the bite to his neck and lose my blues. Those old blood bank blues. Let me in, will you? I'm dry as a bone. Go away before I sing your wings. Darn it, I said, woo. Doesn't anyone know popular music?
I get a high blood pressure when you call my name. I get a high blood pressure when you call my name. I get a high blood pressure, well, baby, when you call my side. Yes, I get a high blood pressure when you call my side. I get a high blood pressure when you speak to me. I get a high blood pressure, I get hard to see. Oh, I get a high blood pressure, yeah, baby, when you're in my arms. Yes, I get a high blood pressure when you're in my arms. My eyes just are jumping up and down, get me. My heart just are jumping up and down, it's a strain. Still going up and down, my spine is true. My face started sweating and it's
all because of you.
I get a high blood pressure.
the brother gonna let the sun in. He's been down in the aisle, man, he's been up in the Wicklow Hills. Got a chick in California, he sends him cowboy shirts with fancy frills. Gets on invites to dinner. I got those invites to bedtime too. Got a phone call halfway across France. Say viens vite mon petit chou. Blood brother back home again. Blood brother took a long time coming. His own special scene made it hard to decide. The brother gonna let the sun in.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda. And this is still Bubbles in the Think Tank. I thank you. Remain the listener. AARP understands the many roles that caregivers play, and that's why they created aarp.org/caregiving. It's an online resource center that connects you with experts and other caregivers. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to learn more. That's a message for you from the Ad Council and AARP. So much silliness yet to come. As usual, you know how it works around here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Then we're going to come back around with... No, we're not going to come back around with the Mad Lib game, no matter how much that was what wanted to come out of my mouth right now. Right then, a few seconds ago, whenever that was. Was that tonight? No, we'll be back with the radio obituaries in a little over half an hour. Of course, everyone's hanging out over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. If you're not there, you might want to consider joining in the fun. They're nice over there. They'd love to have you there and hanging out. But in the meantime, the meanwhile, let's go to the Bonzo Dog Band right here. At Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Not long ago, in a one-horse town down south of Santa Fe. A one-eyed half-breed amputee sat thinking of the way he'd settle the score with that running sore who had left him the way he is. One arm half blind and crippled in his mind, and he, that amputee, could not forgive. He swore to kill the stranger for this one bad thing he'd done. For 3 long years he practiced until he could use the gun. Heart of stone, he lived alone and he lived on beans and eggs. Folks could tell what time it was by the grave running down. Drive you crazy. Bad blood, I've heard men say. Bad blood is like an egg stain on your tongue. You can lick it, but it still won't go away. Jack rolled out and shot him dead. Then One Eye said, "Hey you, lunkhead, I've been looking for that particular son of a bitch for nearly 7 years, man. You just spoiled everything. I could have been a doctor or an architect. Bad blood will drive you crazy. Bad blood. Heard men say, bad blood is like an egg stain on your tongue. You can lick it, but it still won't go away." Thank you.
St. Lou. Now I'm a hot buddy lover when I'm loving you. Hot buddy lover, boy, it must be true. All the other fellas say they know I'm slicker than the lovers on a TV show. Ah, you flaunt yourself around, girl. You play with all those men. The best cat's got long whiskers, and girl, he ain't coming in. Tennessee.
His fearless shock producer, packager of frenzy of blood, as he lays it on the line.
Why your brutally frank package of films consisting of I Dismember Mama and Blood Spattered Bride?
Ah, let's not kid each other. You see it in the headlines every day. I finally had guts enough to put it on film.
Why were these two motion pictures put together?
To act as a rude awakening, an eye-opener, sir. After all, people have a right to see and judge for themselves.
Ah, come on. I've seen these films, and frankly, I think they're too violent, too raw, too brutal for the average person. Haven't you even taken any precautions?
No one under 17 will be admitted unless they're properly accompanied by a parent or adult guardian. We'll be strictly enforcing the R rating and be passing out a little device to everyone attending our showings.
Will you enlighten us in regard to that device?
No, not on the radio.
I Dismember Mama and Blood Spattered Bride, a frenzy of blood that'll take you through the ringer and doesn't care where the axe falls.
Well, I'm a little hound. I'm the baddest dog in town. baby, and I'll run you all day. And if you cross the state line, I'll be crossing right behind. I'm a bad dog, baby. 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 A bad dog, baby.
Tattoo for $5 down in Scully Square in 1931. The design is a Texas flag. I'm not from Texas. I picked that up because I like that better than the Massachusetts flag. It's an Army flag, too. And I got the cross put on by a Marine. A Marine put the cross on and he put Mother on, too. I paid him $1.50 for both of them. $1 for the cross and $0.50 for the Mother part. That was 1932. That's all the tattoos I got. They used an electric needle to put it on, and your arm feels like it's burning, and then a scab appears, and you can't pick off the scab. You get poison if you pick the scab off. Then the scab falls off, and the picture appears on there. When they make the picture with the electric needle, they put Vaseline and a cloth on it. Blood comes out of it. It's crazy to put a tattoo on. It's just a fad. I don't regret getting mine. I just put them on and forgot all about it. It's on forever. You can't take it off.
so.
I went to see my doctor, asked him what was wrong. He gave me an examination. I was chilled to my bones. She made my blood run cold, sent cold chills all through my soul. Stop. Have icicles hanging from my eyes. I need heat all around the clock. She made my blood run cold, sent cold chills all through my soul. He checked my blood pressure. He found that I had none.
Saki.
And I'm Jamie.
Be sure to join us this week at the Blood Drive. Lots of adults and children desperately need your blood.
Give the gift of life.
There'll be plenty of free hot dogs, donuts, and lots for kids to do, including clowns and face painting.
This Sunday, August 19th.
Wait a minute. Wait, August 19th? That was a long time ago. This is September.
Barely September.
Visit Saki and Jamie on Facebook and at SakiandJamie.com. Brand new episodes coming September 9th.
We're sorry, blood needers.
Blood need... Jamie!
Tooling down the highway doing 79. I'm a twin pipe popper and I'm feeling fine.
Hey man, dig that! Was that a red stop sign?
Transfusion. I'm just a solid mess of contusions. Never, never, never gonna speed again.
Slip the blood to me, bud.
I jump in my round about a quarter to nine. I gotta make a date with that chick of mine.
I cross the center line, man, you gotta make time.
Transfusion, transfusion. Oh man, I got the cotton picking convolutions. Never, never, never gonna speed again.
Shoot the juice to me, Bruce.
My foot's on the throttle and it's made of lead. But I'm a fast riding daddy with a real cool head.
I'm gonna pass a truck on the heel ahead.
Transfusion, transfusion. My red corpuscles are a mass confusion. Never, never, never gonna speed again.
Pour the crimson in me, Jensen.
I took a little drink and I'm feeling right. I can fly right over everything, everything in sight. There's a slow-poking cat, I'm gonna pass him on the right. Transfusion, transfusion. I'm a real gone pill-faced and that's no illusion. I'm never, never, never gonna speed again.
Pass the claret to me, Barrett.
Now rolling down the mountain on a rainy day.
Oh, when you see me coming, you better start to pray. I'm a cutting up the road and I'm the boss all the way.
Transfusion, transfusion. Oh, Doc, pardon me for this crazy intrusion. I'll never, never, never go to speed again.
Pop the fluid in me, Louie.
I'm a burning up the freeway early this morning and a passing everybody. Oh, nothing but corn.
Man, out of my way, I don't drive with my horn.
Transfusion, transfusion. Oh,
guess I'm gonna make a new resolution. I'll never, never, never gonna speed again. Put a gallon in me, Allen. Old barnyard drivers are found in two classes: lying, crowding hogs and speeding jackasses. So remember to slow down today. Hey, Daddy-O, I'll make that typo. Huh?
Attaboy.
Look at there.
Look at that.
What's your name?
Things went bad.